JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Workers' Week activities in full swing as we observe 80 years since the 1938 labor unrest. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
You cigarette too, dear sir. Is a one that man said, don't do it. Girl, the way I'm happy if I make mistake. You must proud of Lisa though. If a social go on, no. You can't imagine university. By the way, you have money?
No, my dear. That's why me and Kevin plan for use the land title for go get a loan down at the bank.
What? You can do that?
But away you there. That's why we make sure we pay off the loan and collect the title from HAJ. Your land title are more than just a piece of paper, you know. It's proof that the land are your one and them key are on you have.
May I forgot call HAJ tomorrow for find out how me can get my title.
Pay for your land. Collect your title. Secure your future. Call the Housing Agency of Jamaica today at 968-752224 or visit haal.gov.jm.
From May 14 to Labor Day on May 23, Jamaicans are being encouraged to pause and take stock of the nation's journey from the labor riots in 1938 to the modern labor system we have today. The 10-day period is being celebrated as Workers' Week under the theme Preserving Our Legacy, Unfolding Progress. Chief Technical Director in the Social Security Division of the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Audrey Dare Williams, says the scope of activities is designed to attract the attention of Jamaicans both young and old. Centenarians, some of whom participated in the labor riots 80 years ago, are also being recognized this week during the celebration of the birth of the modern labor movement.
This year is also the 80th birthday of the Ministry of Labor. And so on Sunday, we will have a feature in the newspaper. We will be doing a feature on the activities of the week, as well as recognizing some of the achievements that we have made over the last 80 years. There's going to be a feature also on that day, on the Centenarians Day.
Events got underway on Monday with a panel discussion at the Institute of Jamaica, followed by a commemoration and wreath-laying ceremony at the Workers' Monument in downtown Kingston.
Our final activity will be where it all started, and that's at the Workers' Monument in Froome, Westmoreland, where we will have another ceremony. Well, it's more like a mini-expo because we'll be bringing all our stakeholders together. So we will have employment opportunities. All the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, all our programs will be there as well. And we will have the wreath-laying.
The National Workers' Week and Labor Day church service will follow on Sunday at the Portmore Holiness Christian Church starting at 10:30 a.m. Labor Day this year is focused on building ramps in schools and sprucing up health centers. Your participation in one of the hundreds of projects island-wide means you're contributing to Goal 1, Outcomes 1, 2, and 3, all aimed at ensuring Jamaicans are empowered to achieve their fullest potential. You may register your Labor Day project at jis.gov.jm or by emailing labourday@mcges.gov.jm. You may also call 876-978-7654.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act are petty session matters, entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
On our community notice board, the European Union Film Festival continues until May 20. This Friday, May 18, the Irish film The Commitments will be screened at the Ambassador Theatre in Trenchtown starting at 7 p.m. Admission is free. Film screenings will continue at Campion College on Saturday and Sunday. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA with studio engineer Joel Samuels. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.